All right. So John promoted that we've got two pieces of breaking news, and we'll get this for you right now. Breaking news on 710 ESPN is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. Ireland, what do you got?
All right. First one involves Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers.
Okay.
The Clippers have announced that they have signed Kawhi Leonard to a 4-year max free agency deal, which will pay him $176 million. The fourth year is a player option for Kawhi. So, Mace, what's interesting about this is he's probably not going to play at all this season.
Yeah, right.
Remember, because he had knee surgery. So you're paying him for at least 3 years, but you're only getting 2 years out of him.
Yep.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, you have no choice. If you're the Clippers, you have got no choice but to sign him. I mean, he is the guy. If you don't sign him, you need to go out and find one of those guys, one of those superstar players that can help you win a championship. Now, I don't think he's been ruled out for the entire – some people think he might be able to come back at the end of the year, but who knows? No matter what, you've got to sign Kawhi Leonard because it's the one superstar that you know you've got under control. So the part of it that it confuses me is, why does he sign for 173 and Luka signs for 202 and Luka's a lot younger?
It has to do with where you are on your clock, on your NBA experience clock. I would think Kawhi would have been eligible for more than that, but I don't know.
My first thought was that sounds low.
I think Luka maybe signed a 5-year deal and Kawhi signed a 4, which is the disparity in numbers.
Got it.
But to go back to your original point, you are 100% right. The Clippers had no choice. He was an unrestricted free agent, which meant had they not given this to him, another team absolutely would have. There's no question about it, especially what Kevin Durant did when Brooklyn gave him a guaranteed max deal and he sat out the whole first year. And then this year may have been the best player in the NBA.
Yep.
They had to do it. They had no choice. And now they have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard both under control for at least the next 3 seasons.
And by the way, you can, if you're a Lakers fan, you can immediately cross the Clippers off the list of potential contenders in the Western Conference.
Why?
No Kawhi.
Yeah, they went pretty far without him this year in the playoffs.
No, I mean, I'm not buying on that. No Kawhi, I'm not buying on that. And they really didn't do anything.
They're basically running it back.
Team.
They're coming back with the role that they had. The same team they had last year.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about them. Do you think we have to worry about Golden State?
Not if they don't do anything.
I completely agree. You know, Michael was talking about those young guys, and I know James Wiseman he's really high on, who's the guy they drafted last year. They drafted two more players this year. I'm like, show me something. You've got a window right now. You've got Steph and you've got Clay and you've got Draymond Green there. There's an opportunity to win. I don't understand why you don't convert that young talent into an established star that can play alongside those guys.
Okay, that's the first piece of breaking news.
Yes.
I'm not sure the second one isn't a bigger story than the first. I'll let
really?
You guys decide.
Okay.
All right. Jamie Spears, Britney Spears' father,
yes,
has announced he will step down as her conservator. She has been trying
Britney!
Yeah, any way she can to get rid of this guy, her dad. And he's refused to go. Today, he announced, I'm out. I'm leaving. Which one of those stories is bigger?
Britney Spears.
Oh,
come
Britney
on.
Spears. That's a gigantic story. I mean, that's a story that crosses all that. I mean, at this point, hasn't everybody seen that that one Britney documentary?
I have.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the Britney documentary about the conservatorship and seen all that stuff and followed this story. Yeah, I think it's a really big deal. Now, here, Lindsay, you would know, is she still in a conservatorship or is just her dad
right
not
now,
part of it?
As
no,
of
she's
right
still
now,
in one.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
It's just not her dad.
It's going to be
petitioning
someone
for
other
an
than
attorney.
Her.
Yeah, she's petitioning for an attorney to lead the conservatorship.
Because we've got, you know, the thing about, and I'm glad she's going to stay in the conservatorship without her dad. Because, I mean, I don't know.
Well, she's been able, if she's been perfectly fine to perform and go on tour and have a Las Vegas residency for the past however many years, I don't think she needs to be in a conservatorship. The woman is a grown woman and has every right to be in charge of her own money.
Although, Lindsay, here's the thing. I think it's possible here that Britney Spears was literally created almost in a lab to perform. I was freaked out when it came out last week that she had no idea what an iPad was.
Right.
Actually, she knew what an iPad was. She said that her kids have had them and that her friends have them, but she's never had one before. She definitely knew what it was.
We may have that, right? We may have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Britney Spears discovering her iPad.
Okay, guys, great news. I got my first iPad today. Sorry about my hair. I've been in the yard. I've been working. But I came to the kitchen. I saw something I ordered, and it is a freaking new iPad. I am so excited. My kids have owned one. I've never owned one. This is just a groundbreaking day. I've always had a little phone, but now this iPad is in my hands, and I feel like my life is changing as we speak. And I'm so excited. Upward bound! Yes! Can I do this if I were drunk? Huh?
Can I do this if I were drunk? That's a good question. But I'm rooting for Britney
she's
Spears
a little,
after rooting that thing.
Do you see her Instagram videos where she does all the spinning and all the crazy dancing?
No.
She's a dancer. It's what she does. Yeah. I mean, how many extremely rich people that were child stars are a little eccentric? All of them. Every single one of them. I don't know one who isn't. So to say, she needs a conservatorship just because she's a little out there, I feel like that's just wrong. You know, Justin Bieber didn't need one, and Miley Cyrus didn't need one. Like, you know, they've had their trials and tribulations or whatever, but nobody's trying to control all their money.
Yeah, little known fact. It may be known. I saw one night I was at Staples Center. I was at the office, and I ran into Michael Roth, who's like the king of Staples Center. And Roth said, "Hey, I've got two tickets to see Britney Spears. Do you want to go?" And I'm like, And I called Juan, and Juan said, "Yeah, sure, let's try it out." So we drove down. Went to see Britney Spears. She was awful. I mean, she was barely singing. She didn't seem to be paying attention to all the swirling people around her. It was like Cirque du Soleil with somebody mouthing words in the middle. It was a mess. We left almost right away.
Well,
I saw her twice, and she was amazing. She was one of the best concerts I've ever seen live.
Get out of here. One of the best concerts you've ever seen live is
Britney
Spears.
Yeah, she's a performer. She's a performer and puts on a performance.
Oh, God.
Well, one thing is she... And if you delve deep into this, the documentary we all watched is basically very Britney friendly. It makes her out to be a pretty big victim.
Yeah. And I think she has been.
Because she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason she's had a conservatorship for so long. It's not completely unnecessary. Now, I hope she gets her freedom. I hope they give it up. But if you talk to people it depends how far the rabbit hole you want to go down. She's done some things that could hurt herself, and you don't want anybody going down that road if you can stop it.
But it's been 13 years. I think at this point, I think it's probably been time for her to not have a conservatorship anymore.
Well, I think that's the way it's heading. But
we're going to find out, right? Because I think she will eventually be unleashed, Britney unleashed.
Yeah.
She will be unleashed, and, I hope she's okay. I hope she's okay. But the Free Britney movement has finally... culminated with Britney being free of her evil dad.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully that does give her some freedom. Hey, let me ask you something. One of the stories I sent you guys, I'm kind of fascinated by. There's a strip club in Miami.
Yeah.
That says...
Why am I saying yeah?
Yeah. That says they're going to start accepting cryptocurrency. In essence, you can go to the strip club and pay
with Bitcoin.
It's called the strip club is called 11, I think.
Yeah.
It's been closed over a year due to Corona, and it'll open up, I think, in a couple of weeks here. And when they do, they're going to accept Bitcoin. Mace, how do you make it rain with Bitcoin?
It's a very good question. It's a very because there is no such thing as an actual coin.
Correct.
You know, so this will be good for tables, drinks, and merch. They'll accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ripple, which is another cryptocurrency, Dogecoin, and other cryptocurrencies. First major nightclub to welcome it. You know, I think probably, at least for now, you still have to bring cash to make it rain, don't you?
Well, here's
you
the thing.
You can't make Bitcoin
and I think
rain.
You're headed this way, Mace, if you're not there already. My wife, Lisa, carries no cash.
Correct.
Zero. Like, if you go ask her to borrow $2, you're out of luck.
I have no idea.
I have tried to
cash.
Break her of this habit because
Why?
There are situations you get in where you need cash. Mostly it's for tipping. But there are situations you get into where having a credit card or having Apple Pay doesn't solve your problem, so you should always have some money on you. And
but you cite very specific examples, like a doorman. Okay, I get that. A restaurant, you can just tip on the card.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just tip on the card? It's so much easier.
Well, I'm just telling you, I come into situations every day where I need cash for something.
Yeah, like what are they?
Okay, today it was I had to pay somebody I lost a bet to in golf.
You could have paid him
you could do,
yep. Apple Pay.
Yeah, but
Cash App.
I'm gonna Apple Pay him $4.
Sure, you're gonna Venmo. You're gonna Apple Pay him. You're gonna do exactly. That's what Venmo, Apple Pay, all that stuff is for.
So last week I was in a situation where somebody said to me, "Hey, I need to. Do you have change for a 20?"
Who does that?
And I did. I had change for 20, and I was happy to help him.
Right, but we're John. In 10 years, there won't be cash.
I haven't used cash in, like, weeks.
Yeah, I mean, cash is so rare. Although,
Mace, if you were going to sit down to a table in Vegas, how would you get chips?
I can buy chips.
How?
Can I not buy chips by throwing down my credit card?
I don't think so.
Yes, you can.
You can go to any...
I haven't been to a casino since before the pandemic, but...
You can.
I'm not sure you can do that.
I think.
And
you can
I by the way, chips. I think a strip club is a place where you need to have cash.
Yeah, I mean, if
I don't know if I were a stripper, I would rather have like my Cash App tag or Venmo name or whatever, somewhere like announced by the DJ or painted down my leg or something. Then I would rather be crawling around on the nasty stage picking up dollar bills. No thanks.
What about when that time when like who was it? Was it Andrew Bynum who went into a club and just made it rain? Is that tradition dead?
I think it's probably alive for a bit longer, but I think Lindsay's on the right track. Hey. Make it rain in my Venmo account. Seriously, here's my Venmo handle. Make it rain in my Venmo account. It is much better than crawling around on a stage and scrounging for dollar bills.
Yeah, that's like embarrassing. Yeah, exactly. I feel like, you know, get some lipstick or whatever and paint it down your leg.
John,
yeah,
you don't have...
Nothing, you it's
don't
not
have,
embarrassing to be a stripper.
You don't have Venmo or Apple Cash?
I have both. Well, I don't know how Apple Pay works. You sent me Apple Pay once. You sent me $100 on Apple Pay. I don't even know how to get it.
Really?
If you have an Apple wallet, all you do is any cards or anything you use in your Apple wallet,
right,
you can just send it to those.
Button that says Apple
yeah,
Pay.
Yeah, go spend that money.
It'll say request or pay.
I clearly some bet.
I don't
in the
see...
top right, there's like a little three dots, and it should say like
no, I'm
transfer
looking for
to
right
bank.
Now.
All right. Well, while we do our Apple Pay conversation, which probably doesn't need to go on the air. John, somebody's got a very good example of somebody who was always overweight and was always successful in sports. I've got that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Burton Aver tweets, Mace, before you move off the absurd fat coach manager subject, give Ireland this one. Tommy Lasorda, you ever hear a Dodger fan say, love my team, but I couldn't get behind them with that pot-bellied, funny-looking guy?
No, but Tommy went on a very public weight loss binge.
Well, he went. He was an endorser.
He used to walk around with a shirt that said, "Please don't feed the manager."
Right. He was an endorser for
like Nutrisystem or Metafast or something.
Yeah, one of those things. Yeah, but he never really won that battle.
But clearly, he realized the importance of losing weight.
Well, that's another aspect of it. And, you know, another aspect of this is you want people to be healthy. You hope people are healthy. And we do have an obesity crisis in this country. I just don't think you can make judgments about people and say, hey, he's good at his job because he's thin, and he's bad at his job because he's overweight.
I think there was his point that Mike McCarthy doesn't fit the part of Cowboys head coach was mostly based in weight, but I think there was some other stuff to it, too.
Yeah, I think it was code for it was all weight.
Maybe. I think Skip likes to stir the pot, obviously.
Oh, yes. Yes, he does. All right, so I wanted to get to this conversation about the Rams. I'm really excited. I hope the city is really excited for what's going to happen Saturday night in Inglewood. You know, remember, this got delayed by a year. They had to dig a huge, huge hole in the earth to be able to build SoFi Stadium. And that first year they started digging, it rained, really. We had terrible rains. Imagine that, terrible rains in Los Angeles. Huge rains. And the hole all sort of caved in on itself. So really, it arrived, first of all, it arrived late. It was supposed to be ready in 2019. Then the new target date was 2020. And we were hit with the pandemic. So we haven't seen the stadium yet. Saturday night will be the first time that we see an actual football game at SoFi Stadium.
By the way, are they expecting a sellout?
You know, I'm guessing, but I don't know.
A lot of people wait a long time to get in there. But on the other hand, a lot of people are kind of freaked out by the Delta variant.
Yeah.
Is there any social distancing at all? Do you expect that the people that are on your left and on your right will be there?
No, reported. This is my understanding is that you're supposed to wear a mask when you're just walking around. But once you get to your seat, you're allowed to take your mask off, and there's no limitations on space.
Okay, so I would imagine they're going to get a huge crowd.
Yeah, because also it's the 11 Charger fans out there are also going to show up.
Well, to put this in perspective,
I love how you always bring on Chargers people when I go on vacation.
Yeah, So you leave in 2 weeks. We'll have Justin Herbert in 2 weeks.
You say I can't handle a conversation with Brandon Staley?
No, they don't want you. It's not me. I would be happy to bring on one of those guys. When
right,
you're
but
here.
What do they think I'm going to do?
Well, they don't want to put their people in a position where you're going to say, you know, nobody likes you.
Do you really think I would do that?
I do. Yeah.
There's no way I would.
Well, it doesn't matter if I think you would do it. They think you would do it.
The only time I ever did it was with Jim Mora.
Right.
Who I had a bitter feud with.
The same person that was in charge of UCLA is now in charge of the Chargers, and he's not going to make the same mistake twice.
Oh, God, it's the same person. I totally forgot.
But here's the thing, to put this in perspective. The most expensive stadium ever built in the United States was Cowboys Stadium by Jerry Jones. It cost $1 billion. This, where you're going to be Saturday night, cost $5 billion.
Yep.
$5 billion. So don't you think there's a natural curiosity from people to see what does $5 billion get you?
Yeah, and I hope people understand that this is – the Super Bowl is going to be here in February. The concerts, the Rolling Stones are playing, I think, in October at SoFi Stadium. The World Cup games are going to be played. The Olympics opening ceremonies in 2028 are going to be here.
It will be the heart of the Olympics. I think the track and field, well, they may do some of that stuff at the Coliseum. But I think the big, big stuff is going to happen at SoFi.
Yeah, I mean, it's a landmark occasion that this stadium is officially opening to fans. I haven't been this excited for a really long time. Last year,
is that a night game? Is it like at 7 at night?
It's a 7 p.m. game. Yeah, it's a night game at SoFi. And the cool thing is we get to sit in our seats for the very first time. And I've not sat there for a football game yet. I sat there when the place was empty. And imagine the coolest kind of Ridley Scott Blade Runner looking. That's what it is, by the way. You know, it's Ridley Scott Blade Runner. If he were to design a football stadium, it would look a lot like this. It's like Blade Runner.
Okay. So to me, and I was there the same day taking the same tour you were, and I sat in your seats. They're unbelievable. But my favorite part of SoFi is the Oculus.
Yeah.
So I will try and explain what this is, but it's one of those things where I can't really do it justice. You need to see it. It is an HD Jumbotron scoreboard that starts at one 20-yard line and runs all the way to the other 20. So think about how big that is.
Yeah, no, that's huge.
It is 60 yards long.
Yep.
This thing. And it's massive. And, like, Mace, you're kind of close to the field. So even if you can't see the main screens, they've got screens, HD screens, underneath the
On
Oculus.
On both sides, right.
So everybody can see what's up there at all times.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a place that, too, people are going to get to early. Like, I would imagine I'm going to get there early on Saturday night. I want to get there before. Because there's all sorts of stuff to check out. There's clubs. There's tequila bars. There's, like, all kinds of really cool stuff.
There's this place called the Champagne Room, which is basically it looks like it's all jewelry, but it's like it's got.
It looks like it's from a casino.
Yeah, it's spectacular.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. Really cool. All right, John, coming up next, the greatest thing that we've been sitting on and waiting to talk about all day long, and you have got it.
Good to know.
Then we've got Game of Games. It's going to be Ireland's game today, Lindsay's game tomorrow. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what's going on? It is Thursday. The Dodgers, if you're just tuning in, have already lost today. They lost 2-1 in Philadelphia. They are four and a half games now behind the Giants. The Giants play tonight, and we'll hope that the Arizona Diamondbacks rise up and surprise the Giants. The Giants have been eating them up pretty good. The Dodgers are in New York to face the Mets. They're taking a train from Philly to New York. Maybe not the happiest train ride after the loss, but it's a cool way to travel. They're playing the Mets for three games this weekend. They've got their aces on the mound, Buehler, Urias, and Max Scherzer. So it should be a good weekend. Monday, come home to face Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh is one of the most downbeaten teams in the league. They should be able to make hay against them. But truthfully, you're 4.5 games out of first. Every game is must win. John, have you come out around to my position?
No.
Every game is must win.
It's a complete lie that you've told the audience all week.
It's a must win.
If they lose every game for the next week, they can still win the division. They could still go to the playoffs and still win the World Series. It's the opposite of must win. They don't have to win at all.
No, they do have to win. The prize is the division. The prize is not wild card spot. Yeah. You're playing for the division title. You want to avoid 27 outs of potentially
screwed up baseball.
You know what I
say? Bring it on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I would be a nervous wreck if we go to that wild card game.
Hey,
that's
so
why every game is must win. I want these games now.
Can I ask you a question
that
I've kind of been waiting to ask all week? We've kind of been sitting on this story.
Okay.
I really don't try to get into other people's business on how they spend their money.
Yes.
If you can afford it, go do anything you want.
Yeah, sure.
All right? It's your life. It's your money. Who am I to say?
Yes.
Odell Beckham Jr., the Browns wide receiver.
Yes.
Spent $1.8 million encrusting diamonds into his teeth.
What?
$1.8 million to put diamonds in his teeth. Is that not the definition of a waste of money?
It really is.
I mean, almost offended by it.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to spend on teeth. And, you know, it makes me wonder immediately. You know, there have been some very well-known athletes over the years who have wound up broke. Purchases like this are the kinds of things that indicate that you can't handle money, that you don't do well with money. Because this is, you're basically getting 13-carat diamonds put into your teeth. Now, I'll say, here's one thing. you still have the diamonds. Like, no matter what, you've got the diamonds. So you bought those diamonds, whether they're in your teeth or not. I don't get it as a, like if you had $2 million to spend on yourself, to buy yourself, to give yourself something, to improve your look or your appearance, what would you do?
But I have to spend it on that.
Yes.
Ooh, I'd like to be taller. Can I spend $2 million to get taller?
You can get that limb lengthening surgery, which is like excruciatingly painful.
There is such a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is.
Remember that one terrible rapper who had like a diamond put in his forehead? He got it removed recently.
Well, this guy, the guy that did Odell Beckham Jr.'s teeth, Jorge, has done it for both Post Malone and Chris Brown. I mean, people do this.
Wow.
His name is Thomas Connolly, Dr. Thomas Connolly. It's not like Odell.
By the way, it was Lil Uzi Vert who put the 10-carat pink diamond in the middle of his forehead.
And I have nothing against Lil Uzi Vert. I have nothing
against
Post Malone.
Lil Uzi Vert.
I have nothing against Chris Brown. I like Odell Beckham. I just think that it is... Mace, I'm surprised you're down on it because you love you some you. This is the type of thing I could see you doing.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't go in for the... you know, John, I'm at the point now where, you know, I am...
Like, why'd you get the big tattoo?
Because, by the way, it's National Elephant Day. Because I have a, I love elephants. I love the Hindu god Ganesh. It's a remover of obstacles. It means something to me.
Okay, so
it's
why would
for,
you
it's
not?
It's not for appearance. It's not like I'm showing off a tat.
So, could you justify a diamond encrusted Ganesh on your teeth?
No. Absolutely not.
It's same principle. It's close to your heart. Get a Ganesh. Tooth.
Well, how do you feel about, I'll just twist this a little bit. What about plastic surgery? John Ireland, will you ever have plastic surgery?
Sure. Let's fix everything.
You would have plastic. I mean, in real life.
I'm not against it.
Had Botox?
I'm at the end of my career. No, Lisa has.
Yeah?
She had a Botox party. She's probably going to kill me for telling the story. She had a Botox party. You hire someone that is licensed to do Botox, and then you make a bunch of cosmopolitans, and a bunch of girls came over here, and Jack and I left. We went to like Benihana, and all the girls came over here and did Botox.
Basically, falls under the category of what rich girls do.
Yeah,
I'm going to throw a Botox party.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still a thing. It was years ago she did that.
Yeah.
Lindsay,
yeah, I mean,
is that still a thing? Do people have Botox parties?
I don't think so. I mean, but then again, I'm not rich enough to know.
I don't know how expensive it
was. I don't think I would go to a Botox party. I'd rather go.
And you're not old enough yet.
Yeah, but Lindsay, you go to, I mean.
What do you mean I'm not old enough? I get Botox. I just wouldn't go to a Botox party because I would rather have a doctor do it in a,
well, this was,
you know,
a doctor.
A medical setting.
Yeah,
it
Lindsay
was not
goes
a medical
to,
setting.
Lindsay, if I'm not mistaken, you go to Dr. Grant Stevens, right?
Sure do.
His office, yeah.
Well, wait a minute, Matt. I've gone to Dr. Grant Stevens, Mace. Does that count?
Well, what did you have done?
I did...
Cool Sculpting?
When we were doing ads for Cool Sculpting, I got Cool Sculpting done.
Yep.
And then later, I went back and I had a bunch of sunspots on my face.
Yes.
And I ran into Dr. Grant Stevens and I said, we both love the same restaurant. There's this place called Slay in Manhattan Beach. It's owned by the chef. That's his last name. David Slay. If you're looking for a new place to try, go there. It's unbelievable. So Grant knows David, and I know David. And I ran into him, and I said, hey, can you do anything with these spots on my face? He said, absolutely. Call my office on Monday. So I went in there, and he zapped them with a laser, and now they're all gone.
Well, see, so you have worked on your appearance.
Yeah. So does that count as plastic surgery? Then I have, I guess.
I don't know if it's a procedure, right, Lindsay?
Right.
I don't know if it would be 100%. Plastic
yeah,
surgery.
Yeah, it's not plastic surgery, but it's definitely like
Yeah, I have nothing against plastic surgery
procedure.
For anyone who wants to do it.
Yeah, I don't either. By the way,
if you don't
I'm
your appearance, go, you know. I think people – this falls under Mace. You and I have talked about this a lot before. This falls under the UBU category.
Oh, sure.
If you think plastic surgery is going to improve your appearance and improve your confidence and make you feel better about yourself, I would never slam anybody for doing that. Why not? Go for it.
Yeah. No, I'm all in on that. I'm all in on that. I used to
but
have a judgment
I think
about
Odell Beckham. Now I sound like a hypocrite because I ripped Odell Beckham for spending $2 million getting diamonds encrusted into his teeth.
Wait,
I just
but.
Don't
yeah,
think
when
you
you're getting sunspot zapped.
I don't think you need it.
For what it's worth, he did have every tooth in his mouth, from what I understand. He had all of his teeth replaced. Like, he got veneers and, like, his whole mouth redone. And, yes, the expense there is the, you know, that probably cost him $50,000,
that's
$100,000.
Painful, too.
Oh, yeah. Because then you got to get I know people who've done that. You got to get screws put in, and then you have to use the temporary one. It's not a fun experience.
Yeah, I've got veneers.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's the one thing I would go back and do is I would get new veneers. Because they're not as white as
they
used
to be. Well,
see,
I didn't even know that you had those.
Sure you did. I showed up one day. We were doing – remember we were on Fox TV in the morning?
Had completely
showed up one
forgotten.
Day, had brand new teeth.
Yeah, I had completely forgotten.
Tom Westhoff did it. Your friend Tom Westhoff.
The great – yeah, who's now retired.
Yeah.
So Tom helped me out. When I was a kid, I dove into a pool and cracked one of my front teeth on the bottom of the pool, and the tooth
yep.
died. So I have a tooth implant. One of my teeth is fake, and it's screwed in with a screw. But good for you if you went and got your teeth done.
Yeah,
why am I offended by Odell Beckham spending $2 million putting diamonds in his teeth?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it just feels like reckless spending. It feels
but
like reckless spending.
I normally
spending.
Don't have a problem with anybody spending anything.
I'm trying not to judge, but it does feel like reckless spending, don't you think, Lance?
No, because if you put it into perspective, think of how much money you probably spent to get your teeth done compared to the money that you make in a year. $2 million
yeah,
or $1.8 million.
If you
to
have
Odell,
the money, who cares?
Right, like, you want the best of the best.
I always see guys with full sleeve tattoos and you know, full body tattoos. There's a couple of guys that basically there's no real estate left. They've
I'm
got
itching
every,
for another tattoo. Itching for another tattoo.
Yeah, they're all the thing, and I'm like, why are they doing it? And a couple of those guys I've actually talked to, I said, so what's up with all the tattoos? Why do you do it? He goes, because I can.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they feel about it. So you be you. Maybe I'm being unfair to Odell Beckham. It just seems like an extreme amount of money to pay to get diamonds put into your teeth.
Yeah, it feels like a reckless amount of money for me too. But again,
but who are we to say?
If that's what you feel like you want to look better with, then Odell Beckham Jr., go for it. All right, coming up next is Game of Games. We're kind of screwed up this week. We're going to do John's game today. Lindsay's game tomorrow, and then I'll be back on Monday with Game of Games. Actually, Ireland, I think I have Ramona on Monday, right?
Yeah, I'm out all next week.
Yeah, Momo's coming in for next week. So Game of Games is coming up next for you. Plus, there was a lie today. Lie of the day.
Oh, I haven't been paying that close of attention. I mean, I got to come up with something you said. Okay.
Yeah, lie of the day today. It was my turn to lie.
Okay.
We'll see if we can figure that out coming up. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah. Mason and Ireland. Time. Game of Games time, and so far in the month of August, it's a really unusual scoreboard. It is Mason 3, Jorge 3, Lindsay 1, Momo 1, and Ireland yet to scratch. But here's the thing. Ireland's like doing two games this week. He's off 2 weeks ago for the
Yeah, I could get
hiatus.
Shut out this month. I'm going to have to win the week that you're gone.
You may not score here. It's your game today, John. Describe the game.
Okay, so we haven't done this in a while. It's time for the lyrics game. I will read the lyrics from a hit song.
Yeah.
So you don't get the music, you don't get the melody, you don't get anything. Yeah. These are all major hits.
Okay.
As soon as you think you know either the name of the song or the artist, buzz in with your name.
God,
I'll accept either the song or the artist. You can get either one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Song number one. Yellow diamonds in the light. Now we're standing side by side. As your shadow crosses mine.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Sia?
No. Jorge and Mace are still alive.
Okay.
As your shadow crosses mine, what it takes to come alive. It's the way I'm feeling. I just can't deny.
Mason.
But I've got to let it go, Mason.
I'm going to go Beyonce.
No, and Jorge, you get the hook line.
I got it.
Okay. I know what it is.
We found love in a hopeless
place.
Oh, God, I know. Rihanna.
Rihanna
I found
is correct.
Love Jorge, in a hopeless place, yeah.
Okay. Song number two. I have climbed the highest mountains. I have run through the fields.
Jorge.
Oh. Jorge.
Is it Adele?
No.
Okay.
Only to be with you. Only to be with you. I have run. I have crawled.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
You too?
You too is correct.
Oh,
I haven't found what I'm looking for. By you too. Lindsay on the board.
I have climbed every mountain. Yep.
Okay. Song number three. Now put your hands up. Up in the club, we just broke up.
Mason.
Mace.
That's Beyonce.
That's Beyonce, single ladies.
Yeah, single ladies.
The score is 1-1-1. Okay. The next one. This hit, that ice cold. Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
Jorge. Mason.
Jorge.
I was there.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars is right.
Yes. We were all there on that one.
Okay.
Delay,
that was Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. All right, next song. Jorge 2, Lindsay and Mace 1 each. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I've got this music in my mind.
Mason.
Mace.
Bieber.
No. Lindsay and Jorge still alive. Saying,
oh, I know
it's
going to
be all right.
Yeah.
Because the player's going to play.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift shaking
off.
Lindsay has tied Jorge. Lindsay 2. Jorge 2. Mace 1. Okay. Let's see. How many more of these are there? One, two. Two more and a tiebreaker. Okay.
Okay.
So. Mace, you need one of these to get back in
yes.
the game. All right. You gotta go and get angry at all my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time. Could someone call a referee? Because I need one more shot at forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice.
Mace.
Mace.
Adele.
No. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple hundred times. So let me redeem, oh, redeem, oh, myself tonight, because I just need one more shot at second chances. Yeah, is it too late to say
Lindsay.
Sorry, Lindsay?
Bieber.
Justin Bieber, sorry.
Okay.
All right, so this is the last one. Jorge, if you get it, you force overtime.
All right.
If Lindsay or Mace gets it, Lindsay wins. It's Lindsay 3, Jorge 2, Mace 1. Here it is. I want your horror. I want your design. Because you're a criminal as
Mason.
Long... Mace.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, Bad Romance.
Ooh.
And Lindsay wins it.
Woo-woo!
3 for Lindsay, 2 for Jorge, 2 for Mace. All right, you want to do... We'll do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Okay, do the tiebreaker right. for fun.
Okay. Drake has the record for the most top 10 singles in the history of the U.S. Billboard chart. Overtaking previous record holder Madonna. How many top 10 singles has Drake had? Closest without going over. Lindsay.
I'm going to guess 20.
Okay, Jorge.
I'll go 18.
18. Mace.
I'll go 21.
Mason wins the tiebreaker. The answer is 40.
Oh.
I think you guys were thinking of number one hits. This was top 10
top
hits.
Top 10 hits, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Drake
yeah, yeah.
Has the
that makes sense.
For most top 10 singles. In the history of the U.S. Billboard chart, Madonna had 39. Drake now has 40, and he's the leader.
Boy, that's crazy. That's a crazy number of hits.
All right, I'm trying to figure out lie of the day. Jorge and Lindsay, do you guys even have a guess?
No, not me.
I do.
Okay.
My guess is the whole, you made up the whole thing about the guy at golfing.
No.
Whoa.
That was a real
big lie.
That was real. I did not make that up.
What about when he texted you?
Oh, he did text me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, no, all that stuff was true and real and honest.
Okay. The only thing I remember you going to Tom Westhoff and getting some work done. But I don't remember you getting veneers. I think it's somewhere in the dentist story that you didn't tell the whole truth. Any chance that's right?
That is not right. I did get veneers, and I got them from Tom Westhoff.
Is it something to do with Field of Dreams?
Doesn't have to do with Field. It has to do with what I find attractive.
That was my next place I was going. Was one being organized?
No, that's the right one. The wrong one is I'm attracted to anybody with a pencil.
Oh, man.
That's a great line. Weird thing to make to say you're attracted to.
That ranks right up there with my hard do from yesterday. That's a great line.
Yeah, hard do is a good. We got texts afterwards or tweets afterwards saying there are people out there that do. There is such a drink as a hard do that people do.
Well, I just
hard
never
do
made
that people
it.
Do.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, let me tell you guys. I've got the pregame show on for this Field of Dreams game.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. I know that we did a lot of talk about it, how young people may not watch it, but it looks like they've done a really good job on it. Fox has, like, all hands on deck, and it starts as soon as we get off the air in, like,
yes.
5 minutes. And
it does look like, by the way, there's a fence before the corn, right?
Yeah, I was hoping they wouldn't do that. I was
that you just run into the corn to make a catch?
Yeah. I was
hoping that would be fun.
I was hoping that, or if you hit it into the corn, you would have to, like, the outfitter could run in there and try and find it.
Yeah, why not?
But no, they put up a fence.
They put up a fence there. So, yeah, the Field of Dreams game is White Sox-Yankees, which is actually a really good matchup. It's on National. It's on Fox. And everybody's excited for it except Lindsay.
Lindsay, are you going to check it out?
No, I got some other things I want to watch.
Well, you got a show to produce, right?
Yeah, I can do what you do every night.
How is the intermingling of you with the other show?
That's a long day to do back-to-back shows.
I mean, I had a wall yesterday at like 5 o'clock and I was just dead to the world. And so I haven't watched anything the past 3 nights because I've been too tired. So I have a lot of stuff I got to catch up on.
So Sedano and Cap show to work on?
Oh, it's great. Those guys are great.
What's
the
downside?
I would just say doing two shows is the downside.
Right. I was going to say the downside is you're ridiculously tired. Mm-hmm. Hey, we should talk about this tomorrow, but I just saw a rumor come across that makes 100% sense to me.
Okay.
You know, Max Scherzer's an unrestricted free agent
this
season. Apparently, one of the teams that is going to make an all-out run at Scherzer is the Angels.
Yeah, that's smart.
I mean, if I were the Angels, I'd pay him whatever he wants.
See, that makes way more sense than I know Bill Shakin wrote this, than the Angels going after Corey Seager.
100%,
Max Scherzer
they
makes
have
sense.
Plenty of offense.
Yeah, yeah.
They have plenty of offense. For the life of me, I can't understand how the Angels built a complete roster with no pitching.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they drafted 20 pitchers in the draft this year, so they're hoping to get something right.
Well, I know they have a problem, but you've got a window here with Trout, Ohtani, Rendon. Now you got Fletcher and Marsh. They should absolutely go after Scherzer.
Yeah. All right. Hey, that's it for us today. I'm gonna wrap this sucker up. We are back tomorrow, 12:55 sharp. Coming up next for you is Sedano and Cap, along with Laura and Lindsay.
Momo's filling in.
Oh, Momo's filling in. So it's Sedano and Momo?
Cap and Momo.
All right, good. That's the show coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.